Good morning, Mr. Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have 11:30 agenda item meeting to consider matters related to DSD. So we have a couple action items. Let's do those first. Consider resolution granting a refund to Connor Gray, case number AD2026-0115.
Thanks, Chairman Holton.
Yes.
Brooks. This was a similar situation to some of our other planning refunds. After looking at the case in more detail after submitted, the assigned planner realized a PBA was not necessary to solve this particular issue, so we're recommending the $425 be refunded to Mr. Gray.
Okay. Questions? I'd entertain a motion.
What was the acronym you just used?
Oh, Property Boundary Adjustment, PBA.
Okay. I see it now. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the refund request to Connor Gray for case number AD2026-0115 as presented.
Okay. I'd second the motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next action item is consider resolution for a plat vacation to vacate an easement for case number VAC2025-0001.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. Back on April 21st, the board heard and approved a plat vacation for a 12,000 square foot removal of an easement in Two Towers subdivision. It was approved subject to signing a resolution after they submitted a record of survey and certified that their taxes were paid to the county treasurer's department. And so all of that has happened, and the resolution is ready to be signed vacating that easement.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, Mr. Chairman. I move that we sign the resolution for a plat vacation to vacate an easement for case number VAC2025-0001.
Okay, I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Very good. Is there other general DSD business that we'd like to address this morning?
We've got some code enforcement matters
okay.
There.
Let's take those. Is it okay to take those in the order that they're there?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do that. So let's consider release a certificate of noncompliance for property located at 16990 Star Road.
Morning, Chairman and Commissioner.
Morning.
This is a case for 16990 Star Road. Parcel number R Robert 206-32500. On April 1st of 2026, a request was approved to put a certificate of noncompliance on that property. Since that time, that was put in place. On June 22nd, 2026, I received an email from the property owner, Seth Kate, advising that he was ready for a conk removal inspection. On June 25th, we agreed to meet on July 1st for that inspection. That time, I did a social media check, which showed that his business had been relocated to an address on Franklin Road in Nampa. July 1st, I met Mr. Kate at the property, inspected the property, saw that he'd taken down his signage, the shop, he'd moved his business out of there. So then I responded to 16095 North Franklin Boulevard, Suite 6, and observed that his business was in fact open and operating there. Those were photographed and attached to the case file. With that being said, just requesting removal of the recorded conk.
Okay.
I've reviewed it, Mr. Chairman. I'm in favor.
Okay. All right, entertain a motion. So am I.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the release of certificate of noncompliance for property located at 16990 Star Road, Nampa, Idaho, parcel number R206-32500.
All right, I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, aye. Motion carries. Thank you. All right, next action item is to consider release of certificate of non-compliance for property located at 246 North Robinson Boulevard.
Yes, sir. That property on October 2nd, 2024, a certificate of non-compliance was issued. On November 13th, they had applied for a rezone with a hearing date scheduled for December 18th, 2025. That hearing was continued. However, they were, it was suggested to them to switch from a rezone to a conditional use permit, which they did apply for and had a hearing scheduled for June 18th, 2026. That CUP was approved and that's on file, so requesting the release of certificate of non-compliance.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the release of certificate of non-compliance for property located at 246 North Robinson Boulevard in Nampa. Parcel number is 3059-0011.
All right, I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Third action item is action item consider release of certificate of non-compliance for property located at 1927 Randolph Drive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So at the property 9127 Randolph Drive, parcel number R26026. This was a code enforcement case that started in 2023 for an unpermitted structure that didn't meet setbacks at the time. In June, on the 12th of in 2024, excuse me, I'm reading the wrong line, July 29th, 2024, the certificate of noncompliance was recorded. Since then, a building permit had been applied for. The structure was moved to meet setbacks during that process and was inspected to, and it does now meet setbacks. That permit has officially now been closed. The property is for sale and we're just asking to release the conk on there so they can close their sale.
Okay. I'm in favor.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the release of certificate of noncompliance for property located at 9127 Randolph Drive, Nampa, parcel number 26026.
All right, I'd second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, thank you. Anything else for DSD today?
Do we want to talk about accessory dwelling units?
We don't have to.
Okay.
I'm game or not, whatever you want to do.
I mean, I had sent him another message. I'm still in favor of looking at those as a standalone entitlement that that would be applied for, so it's not convoluting our application process of like whether we grant accessory dwelling units or we don't. They're just, you don't have it until you go apply for it, and then you may be able to get it through a process and you may not, but I think it'd just be cleaner if it was completely separate and you could look at it by an application process.
What feels right to me, and this is the way it worked at Boise back in the day, is that there's a series of black and white standards that we can process pretty quickly. So it's got to be a percentage of the main dwelling unit. You can't have some 2,000 square foot house and then have a 6,000 square foot ADU, possibly. And just a series of things like that where they're like more dimensional standards that we would verify instead of we take it in, we notice agencies, we just go through all that rigmarole because building permits also come with approvals from agencies, Southwest, all that. So we're also not going to put it over a drain field or something like that.
Well, where I've seen it come up a couple of times since I've been here is that we'll approve like a six lot subdivision or something and everybody's got the ability to have an ADU, but the likelihood of everyone using that is very low. But then somebody somewhere down at the end in a different subdivision but on the same road would like to use an ADU, but they can't because – Now we're over the cap of 10. So it'd be nice if those subdivisions did not have the ADUs attached and it was just on a
lot by lot
application, look at it each individual basis and go from there. I think it would cause us a lot less heartache during the hearing and application process, and you know, for those people that actually want them, that there would be a route to go get it. Potentially, if it met the criteria for receiving one.
Yeah, because I've seen the Planning Commission struggle with that too. Like, oh, okay, it's a 5 lot. Is it really going to be 10 houses? Well, like last night, is it 240 homes now?
Right.
Yes. More than likely, no. And I would guess, given the nature of what that subdivision is going to be, they may just outlaw it in their HOA documents.
Sure.
Right. But we don't know that. Yeah, we can put together, I'll call it a loose proposal, and come back to you at a later date. A conceptual idea.
The only
nuance to what you suggested is, and we had it last week, we had had an original house that was very old, and then their ADU was 6,000 square foot, just like you were referring, and the original was probably, I'm guessing, 1,200.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is, could there be a possible circuit breaker for an applicant to apply for a higher percentage, that there would be a process? So in other words, it might be approved through administrative or whatever within the criteria, but if you wanted to build your dream house beside the old existing farmhouse, there could be an avenue.
I just threw that out there as an example. I'm not committed to that. I haven't thought through what those black and white standards would be.
Right.
And that was more of a city thing, and we're not in a city.
Right. And we looked at it as a city, and we literally went through and reviewed all of our lots, and so it made sense in the city to do the percentage.
Yeah. And it could be a lot coverage thing, too.
Yes, yeah.
That shouldn't be a huge problem out here either. Well, again, to use yesterday's hearing as an example, a 1.3-acre lot, you probably don't want a ton of coverage on that either.
Most likely. But I think you're right. In a lot of cases, the HOA takes precedence over our consideration.
Yeah, because in that state ADU bill, didn't they still leave open the possibilities that an HOA could deny them, or am I opposite on that? They said no HOAs.
I don't remember.
There was something where they said, too bad, so sad, HOAs are not allowed to prevent. It was one of their housing measures.
No. I remember. My focus was to get the counties out of it. And
thank you.
That was successful.
Yeah. Well, it was a wonderful big stab at not very many cities, but
yeah,
they walked down to the legislature patting themselves on the back, and I think they've created a nightmare. But
well, it was extremely self-serving to the two legislators promoting it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
that's the bottom line.
They stand to benefit from it.
Yeah. No comment while the red light's on.
All righty. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All righty.
Josh.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. All right. I don't need to. Is it okay to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Let's consider ourselves adjourned then. Thank you.